That's number one this week, and it should be for every week, too. As the Beatles, and Love Is All We Need, which is right, actually. And here we are back in the perfumed garden at 4.5 minutes after 12 midnight. I feel as though I was back home again, and I had a marvellous week. I got all kinds of beautiful records for you, which you will be hearing during the next couple of hours, actually for the next couple of weeks, so I hope you will bear with me. One thing I might mention, too, for those people who wrote and said, and how come we have soul records on Friday and Saturday night instead of the Perfumed Garden? Do not fear, it's all under control, everything is organised once again. This is Donovan, and this is the record that they're not going to release in this country. It's called Epistle to Dippy, very beautiful.
Underneath the mountain, see the young monk meditating, mowed down the forest over dusty hills. I ask you, what it's been like being you? Through all levels you've been changing, getting a little bit better, no doubt. The doctor bit was so far out, looking through crystal spectacles. I can see I had your fun. Zooming out before back reader, made the teacher suspicious about insanity. Fingers always touching, girl. To what levels you've been changing, getting a little bit better, no doubt. The dark's a bit was so far out, looking through all kinds of windows. I can see I had your fun. Looking through all kinds of windows, I can see I had your fun.
That's Donovan on the Epic label from America, and that's called Epistle to Dippy. Lovely words it has, young monk meditating, nice thought. 8 minutes after 12 midnight in the Perfumed Garden, and I have to forgive me for not being here yesterday. You probably didn't notice, but actually, after a night of revelry at festive Peel Acres, I didn't wake up in time to catch the train on Tuesday morning, and actually didn't wake up until about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and they were very nice about in the office and forgave me, you see, and so here I am today. And if you're wondering about our Zodiac Cosmic Sounds contest, for which I have had a million entries, not a million, I exaggerate, but a lot of entries, some fantastically beautiful, glorious things that people have done for me, and letters, amazing, it just makes me feel very wonderful about the whole thing. Wouldn't believe the letters that I have been receiving, and I hope this is a trend that continues. You know, I just wish that it was possible for me to answer all of them. It's not, because I can't write 11 letters at a time. Unfortunately, I've been working on it, but I can't do it. Anyway, I had a marvellous time when I was off and met some very good people, and went to the UFO club as usual, had another marvellous night down there. And next record I got a place from an LP that was lent to me by a gentleman called Peter Scherzer, who is one of the more distasteful members of this revolting organisation called The Firm, who should be banned from everywhere. And he has an extraordinary knack for intruding himself into public places without paying, which is quite a feat. Anyway, this is by Howling Wolf, and it's called Meet Me in the Bottom.
Well, now meet me in the bottom, bring me my rotten shoe. Well, now meet me in the bottom, bring me my rotten shoe. When I come out the window, I won't have time to lose.
Called Meet Me in the Bottom on the Chess label from Radio London, and that's from an LP which they have called Howling Wolf, which seems like as good a title as any. During the week I went to the Tower of London because I felt that since Sienna Joyce wrote and told me, you see, that I used to be a raven prior to becoming a sparrow and that I used to live at the Tower of London, I thought I ought to go down there and visit my people. And unfortunately when I got there, with my usual entire lack of judgment and timing, it was closed. And I left my address book in the Tower of London Tube Station, whatever it's called. What's it called? Tower Hill Tube Station. So if any of you found a black address book in one of the telephone booths there, you know, turn it into the Lost Property Office, because I need it desperately, because, among other things, I was supposed to go to a meeting of a whole bunch of groups, like the Social Deviants, on Saturday night, and I couldn't go because I lost my address book. You see, it's a heart-rending story, isn't it, really? We're going to get Ina Blyton to work up something for us, I think. Some commercial announcements tonight. This is the first.
Vitalis, for the natural look, Vitalis.
Yes, Vitalis, the only hairdressing with D7, the 100% greaseless grooming discovery.
Vitalis, for the natural look, Vitalis.
If you want your hair to look natural, but kept in place the way you want it all day long, make sure you use Vitalis.
Vitalis, for the natural look, Vitalis.
I have enough trouble keeping my hair on top of my head without worrying about the shape it's in, really. Anyway, here's the Purple Gang from Radio London. Little UFO music here. Oh, it's good to be back.
Alone in a house by a school, she wears fur coats and hats and old-fashioned shoes, and her woman in line to be on the screen, top building with ballet, her favorite dream. So once a year, Granny takes a trip, always first class, and she's well equipped for the
Granny there and the Purple Gang from Radio London, 16 minutes after 12. I'm not going to tell you the time again. I've got to get out of that habit. It's terrible. Anyway, in case you're wondering how much longer the Zodiac Cosmic Sounds contest is going to continue, it will be going up until probably the end of the week, just depending on how entries go this week. If I feel like continuing it longer in my magnanimous way, I will do so. We had Capricorn entries during the week from Alan Sutherland of Merthyr Tydfil. It's Welsh Wales, is he? Said he with a very bad Welsh accent. And John Twist of Newton Le Willows. And Sue Raingold, which is a nice name, Raingold, I like that. And she lives in Harrow. So those are our Capricorn entries. You may have heard me raving. You must have heard the records by the Misunderstood. And when we were in America, when I was in California with them, he went into Gold Star Records in Hollywood to cut a demo LP so they could come over here and get work. And at that time they were a blues band. And the demo LP that I have is lost in the States somewhere. And it's very scratchy. And they did the whole thing. They went and recorded 9 songs in 2 hours. You know, it's one of those things. If you just get it right the first time, we'll forget it. And they did a single, which I sent to my brother and I'd forgotten all about. And I found it, you see. And I'm going to play it for you right now. So you have to remember, this was recorded as just one take, and it was the first number they did, but it's on a single, and it's called You Don't Have to Go, and there's nothing very exciting on it, but you can just, you know, hear Glen Campbell, and hearing Glen Campbell should be enough to make you your entire week, really, so stop and think. Misunderstood.
Ah!
Those are the Misunderstood, recorded about a year and a half ago. That's called You Don't Have to Go, with Glen Campbell on lead guitar. And there's a movement afoot, actually, to try and get Glen Campbell to... There are two Glen Campbells. One of them is a session musician who records for Capitol Records in the States, and we don't want to pay any attention to him. This is little, tiny, withered Glen Campbell of the Misunderstood. And the most glorious musical moment, evening of my entire life actually took place with the Misunderstood at a place called Pandora's Box on the Sunset Strip in Hollywood. And we went in there to play, and it's one of those places where people go, you know, so they won't be impressed. You know the kind of place, I mean, everyone's sort of sitting around, and, you know, we're not going to be impressed, definitely. And the Misunderstood went up there, and they started off with a 24-minute version of Smokestack Lightning, with little tiny spidery Glenn standing over his guitar, just flashing out these beautiful, stunning, staggering sounds. And people were clutching their faces, you know, with the tension that was building up and up and up, and they were going mad. And by the time the thing was over, everybody in the place was standing by the stage, and they'd closed down the bar, and they'd stopped dancing, and they were just standing there looking. And when they got through, they didn't clap or anything. They just stood there, completely sort of turned into great, beautiful pillars of something. It was marvellous, it really was. I wish you'd been there. Anyway, we've got to get Glen Campbell back over here. This is one of our campaigns we've got. And of course, we've also got the campaign to get Dibblers to London Zoo, which you must remember about, these little tiny animals that they thought were extinct that they found in Australia, hopping around and biting their fingernails. Anyway, getting back to the music here, because I'm rambling on. This is the Velvet Underground on an American LP on Verve Records, featuring Nico, and this is called The European Son to Delmore Schwartz. 7 minutes and 40 seconds of very advanced music. Would you listen, please? Thank you. Start Velvet Underground.
You killed your European son. Spit on those on the 21. But now your blue cards are gone. You better sit so long. Bye, bye, bye. You made your wallpapers green. You want to make love to the scene. Your European sun is gone. You better sit so long. Your clouds with you goodbye.
Thank you.
So there you have it. Those are the Velvet Grundaground without Nico, actually, on that one. And that was called European Sun to Delmore Schwartz. And that's very interesting, isn't it? I think that's... The whole LP, actually, is very, very impressive in my estimation. And, you know, it's produced and everything by Andy Warhol, if that's how you pronounce it, and I hope it is. And we'll be playing bits of that during the next couple of weeks in the Perfume Garden. So, as I've advised you before, wander through in our midst and pick out a flower from the Perfume Garden and plant it somewhere in your mind, and maybe it'll be memorable. I hope so. Anyway, what strange voices I hear in the background. I wonder how I can possibly eliminate them. Do you hear voices in the background, or is it me? Anyway, another campaign, something we've got to do. There is some poor, pitiful, sad oaf in Slough who hates the Dawn Chorus, and as an expression of his inner something, he's been killing sparrows, which for some revolting reason that defies me are vermin, are classified as vermin, along with some other bird is also classified as starlings, you see, which is ridiculous, but anyway, and this fellow has killed over 700 sparrows. And the extraordinary thing is that he's terribly jazzed about it. He thinks, you know, what a clever chap I am. And he's drowned and poisoned and shot them all. And this is revolting, isn't it? I hope you think so. Anyway, here's Simon and Garfunkel, because I'm a sparrow, and perhaps you are too. And you think we may be the next ones. So here are Simon and Garfunkel to sing our song on CBS. Alliteration there, did you notice?
I won't share my branches with no sparrow's nest, and my blanket of leaves won't warm her cold breast. Who will love a little sparrow, and who will speak a kind? Not eyes to the swan. The entire idea is utterly absurd. I'd be laughed at and scorned if the other swans heard. And who in his heart, and who will feed a starving sparrow? Not I to the golden wheat. I would if I could, but I cannot, I know. I need all my grain to prosper and grow. A little sparrow, will no one write her eulogy? I will to the earth, for all I've created returns unto me. From dust were ye made, and dust ye shall be.
Garfunkel with Sparrow there from Radio London in the Perfume Garden. I had my last walk yesterday afternoon across Hyde Park, and if you step across into Hyde Park from Park Lane, you go straight into all those trees which are whispering ageless, unheard of secrets to one another and exchanging dark green words of love. You should go there. Very beautiful, actually. I love walking across the park, and you can see and meet all kinds of interesting people. 24 minutes before one, I said I wasn't going to tell you the time anymore. Anyway, here's a track from a Jimmy Reed LP, and a lot of you don't like Jimmy Reed, actually, that I do. It's called the New Jimmy Reed Album, and so I'm going to play it, you see. And this is a sort of new version of Big Boss Man. People write and say, why do you play Jimmy Reed from time to time? Because his things are so incredibly basic and monotonous. I don't think there's anything wrong with being basic, actually, really. I mean, you know, basic, simple, simplicity is beautiful. And this is, normally he just employs three guitarists. On this one, there are five guitarists, as far as I can tell, all doing exactly the same thing. Anyway, this is Big Boss Man. Actually, I think it's the total predictability of Jimmy Reed records that I like. That's Big Boss Man from an LP on HMV called The New Jimmy Reed Album. We had some Sagittarius entries in our Cosmic Sounds contest from Kieran O'Connor, who doesn't, as you would imagine, live in Ireland, but actually in Balham, and Pat Woodbridge of West Norwood, Peter Stennett of Stratford, Sally Mimner of Dublin, and Mark Gibbs of Clapham. And Sagittarius is called what? On this thing, they say Sagittarius, the versatile daredevil. So, all you Sagittarius people, this is what you sound like.
Three rings has the circus. The color of hullabaloo, jumping Jupiter things, yellow and red turquoise bands, plus Sagittarius. A Sagittarius, bringing laughter to the clowns, tumbling with the acrobats, telling fortunes to the gypsy. Oh, Speaking with the wire walkers, Sagittarius looks down and applauds the crowd for being brave.
I think Bob Dylan would like that, seeing as it was about circuses and things. From the Zodiac Cosmic Sounds on Elektra Records, and don't write and ask me who it's by, because it's not actually by anybody. It's just a bunch of people who got together in a recording studio and decided to develop this idea. That was Sagittarius, the versatile daredevil. And we got our first LP from our beautiful German psychologist, lady doctor person, during the last week, and it was by the Blues Project. It's called Projections, so thank you very much, beautiful lady doctor, psychologist. This is very, very sweet. She sends me these records, and I'm very grateful to her, because otherwise you wouldn't hear them. And this is called Fly Away, and it's by the Blues Project. Versatile groove, actually. Those are the Blues Project from Greenwich Village, New York, and that was called Fly Away on a Verve Folkways LP from America. Very nice. And what was I going to tell you about? Oh, yes, during the past week I saw some famous people too, actually. When I was in the King's Road with Jeff Dexter last weekend, I saw Mick Jagger and Keith Richard, and I should have gone up and said hello and, you know, thanked them for being themselves and everything, on behalf of all the Perfumed Garden people. but I didn't, because I was afraid they'd think it was a drag, you know, which it probably would have been, actually, but anyway. And I think I saw Donovan, too, I may be wrong, on Sunday morning in Portobello Road, which is, like, you know, isn't by no means impossible. And I definitely met Jeff Beck, finally, great, and what a nice person he is, too, terrific person, actually. I was, you know, I'm always terrified when I have to meet people, because I'm always afraid they're going to shatter whatever preconceived notions I may have about them, and perhaps it's as well if they do. But anyway, Jeff Beck is a very nice person, and he went and got a copy of his record, which I didn't actually have at the time, from the disc jockey at the Speakeasy. All the in places, certainly. And so this is the B-side of his record, and it's called Rock My Plimsoll. Clever play on words there, Jeff. Yes, well, it's very good. Why you should buy that record. That's the B-side of Tallyman by Jeff Beck, and it's called Rock My Plimsoll, S-O-U-L. Yes, 9.5 minutes now, and time for a commercial announcement, you see. Don't miss going along to the Locarno Ballroom in Streatham this coming on Thursday, because that great group from Gibraltar, the HT, will be playing live. We can assure you this is going to be a night's entertainment that you simply cannot, under any circumstances, miss. So, grab your coats. I wonder why the emphasis on grabbing coats. That must be a deep-rooted Freudian thing there. Anyway, go along to the Locarno Ballroom, Streatham, this Thursday, the 13th of July, and enjoy the HT. Actually, lots of people have told me that they are very good, so there. This is by the Jefferson Airplane, and it's called White Rabbit, and it's for a white rabbit, too, actually. Very, very strange indeed. It's a beautiful record. Grace Slick sings... Jefferson Airplane. That's from their LP, Surrealistic Pillow, and it's called White Rabbit, and I think that's marvellous. I hope they release it as a single in this country, and maybe we can finally get the Jefferson Airplane into our charts, and then they'll come over here, and that'll be very nice indeed. Don't forget, by the way, to write to London Zoo. This is something that I want you to do. If you've got just a few moments, just write to London Zoo and say, London Zoo, we have got... No, just say, dibblers are essential, because they are. Write to London Zoo, because we've got to get some dibblers there, because... Well, you know, I mean, what kind of a country can we honestly claim to be if we don't have dibblers anywhere in the country? I mean, let's be realistic about it. Well, one of the LPs I told you I was going to get this time off was the incredible new Liverpool scene thing with Adrian Henry and Roger McGough and Andy Roberts playing Scouse guitar. And I managed to get hold of a copy of it after a considerable amount of trouble. And as Allen Ginsberg says on the back of it, Liverpool is at the present moment the centre of the consciousness of the human universe, and a lot of people disagree with that, but perhaps he's right, you know, because he knows, and I don't, and he's here right now, isn't he? He's in the country somewhere, so that's beautiful. So I hope he's listening. I'm sure he's not, but anyway, I'm rambling on. This is Roger McGough, and it's called Mother, There's a Strange Man Waiting at the Door, and he reads it 11 million times better than I did when I read it. So listen very closely to Roger McGough. Incidentally, those of you who saw them at the UFO club, a lot of people were complaining and saying they didn't like it. You didn't give them a chance, you should have listened, because you spoiled what was really a beautiful evening, actually.
There's a strange man waiting at the door, with a familiar sort of face you feel you've seen before. Says his name is Jesus. Can we give him half a crown? Says he's run out of miracles and now his luck is down. Yes, I think he is a foreigner, Egyptian or a Jew. Oh, and that reminds me, he'd like some water too. Well, shall I give him what he wants or send him on his way? All right, I'll give him 6 months. Say that's all we got today. And I'll forget about the water. I suppose it's a little bit mean. But honest, he's filthy dirty. You don't know where he's been. Mother, he asked about the water. I said we hadn't got a cup. Anyway, I gave him a tanner. He really was made up. Said it was little things like that that kept him on the rails. Then he gave me his autographed picture and these three rusty nails.
Okay, that's Roger McGough. And Mother was a strange man at the door. And that was rather shorter, actually, than I had thought that it was going to be, you see. So I didn't have another record ready when it was over. Isn't that terrible? I hope you like that, and I hope you buy the LP. It's on CBS Records, and the cover of it is the same as the book, actually, or very similar to the book, The Liverpool Scene. And it's called The Incredible New Liverpool Scene. Buy it. Adrian Henry, Roger McGough, and Scouse Guitar, from none other than Andy Roberts. I think you'll like it, actually. This is the Jimi Hendrix Experience and Foxy Lady from Are You Experienced? Experience on the track LP, Are You Experienced? And that was called Foxy Lady. Cancer entries in our contest from Winnie Frink of Cardiff and Rona Davidson of Glasgow and Janet Mardell of Hobbs, Wembley. No, Janet Mardell Hobbs, that's right, I'm sorry, of Wembley. That's Janet Mardell Hobbs. Oh, very elegant name. 1 o'clock is Radio London time, and time we check the weather.
Here's the latest with a word on wonderful Radio London.
Seeing how tired I am is just astonishing. I remember because I had to stay up all last night, you see, so I wouldn't be late again. Fatigued. It'll be mainly dry and clear tonight, except for some thundery showers in Wales. There'll be an increased chance of thundery showers in all regions tomorrow, although it'll begin bright and dry. It will be a little cooler, with tonight's low 15 degrees centigrade, 59 degrees Fahrenheit, rising no higher than 24 degrees centigrade, 75 degrees Fahrenheit tomorrow, and these are the giant sunflowers. CBS label, those are the giant sunflower, February sunshine, which I like very much indeed, despite the fact that it neither sold in this country nor in the United States. Another one of the new LPs that I have got is by the Mothers of Invention, and inside it says, Kill Ugly Radio, in huge letters. I hope we don't qualify for that. Anyway, it's very difficult to know exactly what to play on this, because it all runs one into another thing. So we're going to start off by playing the Mothers of Invention American Pageant, and the first bit is called America Drinks, and the second bit is called Status Back Baby, and the third bit is called Uncle Bernie's Farm, and the fourth bit, which will be the last bit that we can play, is the Son of Susie Cream Cheese, and we play some more of it tomorrow. So Susie, I hope you're listening, love, and understand she's in trouble too now, as well as Hoppy, for trying to defend a few of our basic freedoms. So here we go, Mothers of Invention.
Two. Buckle my shoe. I fell for the whole thing.
for mother.
Just an issue. Now I know just what it feels like.
Christmas don't make me no more. To know that murder and destruction mean the door.
York, there's a man who runs the country. There's a man who tried to think, and they're all made out of plastic. When they melt, they start to stink. There's a book with smiling children, doing their with Christmas joy, and smiling in his office is the creep who makes that time. You've got this car, when it hits the wall, this, you see the guy dying, you got the little plastic bells of blood. Oh, 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 oh,
oh. Have plastic intestines stuffed back into his stomach.
You see, those are the Mothers of Invention from Radio London, with part of the Mothers of Invention American pageant, ending up with the thing called Son of Susie Cream Cheese, you see. Anyway, this is John Mayall and the Blues Breakers, and this is from the album A Hard Road. Incidentally, John has recorded a whole two new albums, and there is one of them with the brand new group, and that should be released very, very shortly indeed. In the meantime, this is from their latest one, something, one or the other, and it's Dust My Blues. Thank you. John Mayall and the Blues Breakers and Dust My Blues, and that's from the LP on Decca Records called A Hard Road, 16 minutes now past 1 o'clock, Radio London time, and the Beatles immediately following this commercial announcement, you see.
Vitalis, for the natural look, Vitalis.
Yes, Vitalis, the only hairdressing with V7, the 100% greaseless grooming discovery.
Vitalis, for the natural look, Vitalis.
If you want your hair to look natural, but kept in place the way you want it all day long, make sure you use Vitalis.
Vitalis, for the natural look, Vitalis.
Yes, well, this is the Sgt. Pepper track that has been glittering in my mind this past week.
I'm fixing a hole where the rain gets in and stops my mind from wandering where it will go. I'm feeling the cracks that ran through the door and kept my mind from wandering. Yesterday, and I still